It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Yes, the best segment. You go to WisconsinOnDemand.com, hit Jason Wilde, and you will realize he is on the station more than any other living human. And now Jason Wilde joins the professor, John Anderson, to talk whatever they choose to talk about. Professor, take it away.
Yeah, like, Wilde, is the town even open? I don't even know, because the draft isn't there yet, and they don't do anything in free agency. Like, I don't even know. I don't know if Green Bay is open right now.
Well, it's open. There are people on the streets. They don't look like they have anything particularly pressing to do, myself included. I'm going to return something at the local TJ Maxx. That's my excitement for the evening. But, you know, I will say this. You can sense the kind of anticipation building. Like, I drove down Oneida Street yesterday, and they've got the barrels out to start blocking it off so they can start building the stage. You know, Lombardi Avenue will soon be closed. And then the great thing, having, you know, being from here, John, is that what I love about where we live and where most people in Green Bay live is that no matter where you are, you're always 15 minutes away from where you want to go, no matter where you are. Yep. And that is about to change, and it is about to get inconvenient for about a month to 6 weeks, because it'll take them a while to also take down everything that they build up. But I had a conversation with somebody the other day who told me that Detroit had 775,000 people descend on the draft.
Yeah.
And they are expecting in the 250,000 range. And it's not about how many people, but the quality of the experience that the NFL is insisting upon this being about. So fewer people. I think they're expecting a lot of people to commute every day from Milwaukee or Madison or Chicago or wherever they'll be driving from. So I'm going to be really curious to see just how inconvenienced I am, because right now, Goody and I, who are not usually on the same page, are on the same page about one thing. We're both just worried about how are we going to get into the building, because even though the draft will be going on outside, it's no different than any other draft we've had on the inside of the building.
I am, I'm already, well, first off, I talked to my mother this morning, and some of the people in the old neighborhood I grew up in were complaining about the traffic and can they get anywhere. I'm like, you're a mile from the stadium, and they're already worried about what's happening. I of course have arranged parking for our Missouri group literally right across the street at my boy Byron's house. His mom's letting us stay there, so that's pretty exciting. I asked Mark Murphy the other day, which of these is more disastrous for the crowd in Green Bay, Jason, if it snows or if Goody trades out of the first round?
You know, TV loves snow, even in April for the draft, I'm guessing, and the theater will be covered. So, and it's really big. The other thing that I had been told was that it's far larger than the stage and theater area were for Detroit last year. So they'll be fine. I mean, as long as it's not one of those, and I've joked about that too. Like, you know, Sydney's birthday was yesterday, and that's obviously March and St. Patrick's Day. But like, there was one year for her birthday, it was 75 degrees. There was another year for her birthday where we got 14 inches of snow. And we've seen April snowstorms. We've had guys that were back here for OTAs, and then they needed people because they weren't good at driving in snow to come get them because they couldn't handle driving in snow in April when we got slammed by a blizzard. So, you know, I did look at this point in April. It has been even more rare for there to be snow. And let's be honest, the last time the Packers traded a first-round pick was for Brett Favre. So I don't think they have to worry about that. But it was funny that Goody said at the Combine that Mark Murphy went out of his way to tell him, hey, if you want to trade the first-round pick, you have my blessing. You don't have to keep it just because we're hosting the draft. I think Goody keeps it because he's so addicted to draft picks. But I think both those things are very unlikely to happen.
This is for you and Homer.
Okay? Oh, wait, I have breaking news. According to a source close to the situation, Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers have spoken for the first time in several days. It's unknown what the conversation included or if the progress was made on an answer, but for the first time since what's believed to be last week, there has been contact between Pittsburgh and Rodgers, according to some person who works for Sports Illustrated or something. Back to
I think he had to get on it because Hayward's like, just come or don't come. Like, I love that he's already irritating new teammates. He's not even there, and he's getting riled up. You know. So I have this question though: if in fact you did not have to work draft night, Homer, you too, and you lived in Green Bay, would you offer your house? Would you Airbnb your house for an outrageous amount? And what would you charge people?
Whatever I could. Hell yes.
You'd be like the people at Augusta. You just here's
what they
$3,000 a night and I'm out.
Right. This is a once in a lifetime, even if I live to be 150. Yes, I'm gonna get as much money as I can and spend some time in I don't know.
Manitowoc.
Shawano.
Shawano. How about you, Jace? Can I come stay at your house if you weren't there? Would you bolt?
You are always welcome at my house. See, here's the complicating factor. Now, I've seen these commercials. What are the ones that, I don't want to give away free advertising. So there's one that, that has, what's the,
Verbo?
Verbo
Nick, or whatever.
Nick Saban. Nick Saban is doing a commercial. I think it's for Verbo.
Right.
Or maybe it's the other one.
No, it is for Verbo.
One of them. Well, the one of them, the person that lives there still stays there. And so he's doing this thing where he's, like, telling them what time it's lights out, and he's in the pool with them. And with two dogs, five cats, four hamsters, and two fish tanks, one of them being a saltwater fish tank.
Well, and I want to say I've done Airbnb 20 times in this country and other countries, and that's never even close to occurring. I don't know where they've come up with thinking
you
that that's
have?
A problem. Yes. Yeah. I love Airbnb. It's fantastic. In fact, I'm using it again in New Orleans in a week.
Wow. This is a side of you I never knew.
It seems like it's great. You have your own place. Why would you not do it? That's my only question.
I don't want to live in somebody else's house. Seems weird to me, and
why?
I definitely don't want people I don't know in my house.
They aren't. Nobody's in their house. That's where I said they. I don't know where they made this up. I guess if somebody had a duplex and maybe they were having a Airbnb on one side and they lived on the other, I not only have never done it or had that issue, I've never even heard of somebody that ever had that issue. Professor, are you aware of anybody that did Airbnb and the owner was?
Not an Airbnb, but I think there are occasions like that where I know guys who have rented out their basement or their top floor while they stay there. Yeah, that's an occurrence for sure.
Oh, okay. I've never.
Here's my point. You're willing, so Homer, you're willing to gouge people. Like, if you do that, it's like the guy who sells his tickets and he sells them for twice value. You don't ever get to complain that the NFL is trying to rip you off or pro sports
Fine.
Is trying to.
And I don't believe I'm ripping people off. I'm charging what people in the area are charging. I'm doing people a service. No, because they see that as a service. If I could get enough, we're in Tulsa for the draft. If someone wants to be in Tulsa for a few days, sold.
It's 2 hours drive. Everybody who says they're greedy owners, all these greedy owners in the NFL, when they get a chance, they gouge people like badgers.
All right, fine. You two go back to what you were talking about.
How do you ever go on vacation with that kind of zoo that you have, Wildy?
Since it's gotten as crowded as it has, and since the girls have so many sports commitments, we have not gone on a like full-fledged vacation in a while. I am told that there is a site called Rover, which is like Uber is for rides. They are for pet sitting. So I would like to go back out to Eugene. My best friend, Jason Bellamy, his dad and stepmom that are out there that are kind of the girl's unofficial grandparents. I really want to go out and see them. So I have discussed the idea of using Rover. It's not going to be cheap.
No, Jason, I can help you on this, too. I have family experience on
this.
Oh, great. Okay. You, I'm sure, especially if you explore it, will find a friend that loves being around pets that will gladly stay in your house and take care of all your pets. I don't think you'd have much difficulty with that. And
I don't know if I have that many friends anymore.
Well, I'm aware that you could easily find someone. There's so many people that love animals. It'd save you a ton of money. And you would know that the animals would be taken care of nicely. It's not nearly as big a problem as you think.
Okay. Well, Paul and the girls have gone on two trips to Florida, and I stayed back with the animals. But I can't. I hate the beach. I hate the beach. I hate sitting around doing nothing, reading a book.
Jason, I agree with you. I've sat on the beach maybe twice in my life. I refuse to do it. I'm with you on that.
I
want to
do stuff on vacation.
Yes. I agree. Yep. With you. Join your club. I'm not sure about the Professor Anderson, because I don't know if we're going to get salt or sugar. I'll bet as nice as he is, the times he spent time on the beach.
No, like I have a place on the beach, but I only like the beach if I'm actually in the water, right? Like I like to actually go in the water.
Yeah.
I'm very much. Although as much as I love to play golf, I think of the old Dan Jenkins quote when they always said, you know, if it breaks away from the mountain and it breaks towards the water, if that's the case, why aren't you at the water or why aren't you at the mountain instead of torturing yourself on the golf course?
That's a great line. That is a great line.
Yeah, you should be in one of those two places. So I don't mind the beach, but I have to be in the water. I can't just lay there and read my novels with Fabio on the cover. That's just not the way I go about business. Jason, I would listen to him about the pet sitter, because this is odd, but Homer turned me onto a great goat gal. And so I was able to get some goats for a friend of mine, and it worked out great. So I would trust him when he says he's got a pet guy.
By the way, they love you. So you know. They might not know who you
well,
are.
Everybody loves him. But wait a minute. You're telling me that you've got a goat guy?
Yes.
He's got a goat guy.
I have a goat lady, actually, because they help people in Haiti. And to people in Haiti, the best thing you can do for them is to get them a goat. And so they started purchasing people goats. And then, of course, 7'2½ John Anderson has a friend that he referred to as the goat because of brilliance in track and field. And so in honor of that individual, I don't know how many goats, I don't know if he bought one or how many, he purchased goats, and I got a nice letter that they had sent to 7'2½ thanking him for helping people.
So you did not take possession of said goats. You bought goats for Haitian people.
In this guy's name. And he's the Olympic champion in the hurdles, and it's Grant Holloway. And so because kind of the standard is 13 seconds, so I donated 13 goats.
Yeah.
To which Grant's like, well, I've run. He said, he goes, well, I ran 1281. Wait, real quick. So he said, he goes, I ran 1281. And I'm like, dude, you can't buy 8/10 of a goat.
Not even in Haiti. Excellent point. Oh.
I apologize that I rounded up. I don't mean to insult you, but I get you've run 1281, but I could not just get, like, could you just lob a, do you have a three-legged goat that you could send down there to these people?
I think that's possible. So, no. I think it's possible you get a three-legged goat. I'll check
anyway,
with
I got
the next
him,
time
I got him
the
whole goat. Cause I got him goats because Homer had a goat gal, and I called her.
That is a great, I would like to get a goat for the people of Haiti. What's that going to cost?
I think the goats are $100 a goat.
$60.
What?
$60.
$60.
$60.
All right. They charge me $100. Right. Tells me they like you more than me. We don't want your goats over there. $100.
We gave them enough to cover the goats and then some.
Well, I'll be glad to pass you the information, Jason, so you can be goat.
Please do.
You can be goat aware. All right. Before we close here, Jason, any update on Jair Alexander?
No, and I thought it was really interesting. You know, we obviously think Rob Domofsky does a fantastic job, and he did his piece on Nate Hobbs we all took different angles. It was interesting, you know. I saw, I think it was Matt Schneiman from The Athletic took the mom angle. Rob took a more direct angle about the football aspect. I reached out to Charles Woodson because he's going to be wearing Woodson's number. So we all found different things that Nate Hobbs said interesting. But the most interesting thing of any of our stories was Rob's update from multiple sources, one close to Jair and then one within the organization, which you know that it's something the Packers want out there then, because they do not want unnamed sources ever that say team source, that they're still trying to trade Jair. They want it out there that he's still available via trade and that they're not in a rush to give up and just release him. So I thought that was really, really, really interesting. I know I told you guys weeks ago that there is no roster bonus, unlike a lot of other contracts that usually are built in specifically to force teams to make decisions on keeping players. Agents like those because they either force them to be released so they can hit the market in time for free agency, or they get a big check. And if you don't have one of those, then you're in a situation like Jair where you are basically sitting here and waiting to see what the Packers are going to do with you.
I believe right. The dog would like Jason to be done now.
No, she's unhappy that these people in the TJ Maxx parking lot dared to come and get in their car next to us while I was doing the radio.
Thanks, Jason. We'll work on the go.
See you Wednesday.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. Gruber Law Offices, Thanalysis Live is back March 29th at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Join Thanasis for a live show that's going to entertain fans like none other. Last year, he surprised Giannis with a surprise appearance from Stephen A. Smith. So he's got to do something this year, and I'm confident Thanasis will. So you never know what Thanasis has planned for 2025, March 29th at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. More with the Goat Man, 7'2½, John Anderson, next.